or not.
That's a bit of a miracle, wouldn't it?
Come over, Jason.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes nothing but a miracle is going to work. God's got to do a miracle, don't he? Amen. Sure appreciate the way the Lord's moved around here tonight, don't you? Amen. We could leave and say we've been paid for coming. And it's been a great place to be, Sister Carol. I'd like to see the Lord heal that tooth tonight. Be worth the trip if he does, won't it? She suffered with that for a long time. I'd like to see the Lord help her. Amen. You have your Bibles. I won't keep you long tonight, but I do have a little thought on my heart here. Isaiah chapter 26. Very familiar scripture, no doubt. You know, I probably, if you had pinned me down and said, what is your favorite scripture in all the Bible? I could name you several that I like. I don't know if I could say my favorite one, but this is one of my favorite scriptures in all the Bible. I love that scripture over there in John where he said, let not your heart be troubled. I love that. I love Psalms 23. I make it a habit to read that at almost every funeral I've ever preached. It's such comforting, amen, to know that we've got a shepherd that loves us. Amen. But here are some of my favorite scriptures in all the Bible. Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3. Amen. His Bible says this, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Did you get that?
Yeah.
I love that. Thou wilt keep him. Well, you could put her in there if you're not a him. Amen. Praise God. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind has stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Verse 4, and I'll quit. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Amen.
Yes,
if the Lord would help us for just a few minutes here tonight, I'd like to preach on how to find real peace. Amen. How to find real peace. Praise God. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Hallelujah. Amen. I read where one man, he was writing a book. Amen. And he went to Jerusalem, Israel. I love to read. I've never been to the Holy Land. I've always dreamed of going. Amen. I love to read authors that talk about what it's like over there. But he was talking about the magnificence of Israel's army, and they have one of the most elite armies in all the world. They're very high tech. Their pilots are second to none in all the world. Amen. And he said he was marveling at all the high technologies of their military and of their aircraft weaponry and all that stuff. But he said, however, one night, this is his words, I was invited to attend a concert by the Jerusalem Symphony Orchestra. How magnificent. The artists were decorated and highly talented musicians. The audience was electrified by their brilliance. I couldn't help thinking, here I am in the middle of a military-oriented, battle-scarred society. He went on to talk about how that he was sitting beside of some of the best military men in all the world. Amen. But he said, yet right in the middle of all of this military-oriented people, war-fighting men, that hear this magnificent symphony was playing, and in the middle of this military-oriented, battle-scarred society, he said right in the middle was this oasis of majestic music. Amen. He said it was to him like an eye in the middle of a storm. Amen. Transcendent beauty in the midst of strife. Amen. He said, here I was sitting in the midst of the Middle East. Amen. Where there's turmoil all around. Amen. But he said, right here in the middle of Jerusalem, they struck up these magnificent musicians, and they had some of the most beautiful music, and the crowd was cheering. And he said, right in the midst of turmoil, amen, was some of the most, praise God, tranquility that he had ever experienced in all of his life. Amen. I'd like to let you know here tonight that your life can have that same quality and beauty and charm, even when everything around us is chaos. even when everything around us is difficult. Amen. The music can flow from our soul. Hallelujah. The Bible says that peace is possible for our hearts. Amen. Therefore, Romans said 5:1, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God. Did you get that? Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Amen. Thank God. Mankind has sought for peace throughout the centuries. Rarely, collectively, has man found that peace. But I'd like to let you know, countless of individuals have found the key to real peace in their lives. And I'd like to let you know tonight how you can find that real peace. Thank God, I believe you can find it. Amen. I believe every child of God can find how and where real peace comes from. First, we must ask the question, what is peace? The Bible teaches us that peace is something that must be acquired. Amen. Characteristically accomplished in our life by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hey God, Galatians said, but the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Love. Amen. Joy. Praise God. When you get the Holy Ghost living down in your heart, you'll have love for one another. You'll love your enemy. Praise God. You'll love those that don't love you. Amen. He said the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. What's the next one? Peace. Amen. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Peace does not come automatically. Praise God. Amen. It is developed in a lifestyle that comes to those who are in true tune with God's purpose in their life. Amen. And He will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Him. Hallelujah. Thank God. How do I get peace? Where does peace come from? It only comes from one place. When I get my life in correspondence with Him, thank God, peace will flow like a river. Amen. So the peace of the Holy Ghost develops in our lives. His tranquility of heart. Amen. That comes from the all-pervading consciousness that our lives are in the hands of an almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank God. I tell you, the government can be losing money hand and fist. How many trillions of dollars is this government in debt? Praise God. Amen. The stock market has been doing good of late, but at the end of last year, there was turmoil. The stock market is plunging some 20% just in the month of December. I tell you, this world, it's good one minute, and it's not so good the next. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mae, who would have ever thought, amen, that they would have went bankrupt? Praise God. Who would have ever thought, amen, that the big three besides Ford would have went bankrupt? Who would have ever thought that, amen, those things that were statue in this government, those things that have stood the test of time since the Depression days? I tell you, the problem is people, amen, try to set their peace upon worldly attainment. But God said there's a place, amen, that you can find peace. It won't be in Wall Street. Thank God, it won't be in climbing the social ladders of this country. But He said, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon me. I tell you where you find peace. Amen. In the midst of the storm, when you have God and His Spirit in your heart, that's where peace comes from. Thank God. I read where two painters were given the instructions to paint a picture and show peace. That one painter painted a most brilliant picture. Amen. And in that picture was a soft sunset way off in the distance. And the sun was peeking just a little bit over the mountain. It was a clear, sunny evening. Everything was calm. The wind wasn't blowing. It was a beautiful picture of a nice, peaceful evening as the sun was going down. And those judges were walking by and they thought, man, how peaceful. Hey, God. Amen. So then they went to the other painter's painting, and his painting was just the opposite. They looked in that painting. Amen. Out over top of that, the winds were blowing. The sky was black. Lightning bolts were striking. Amen. Thunder was sounding. Amen. The wind was blowing the leaves off the tree. And those judges looked at that.
And they said, how in the world could this be a picture of peace? And that painter said, oh, look over in the corner. Just in the corner of that painting was two giant rocks. And there was a little bird, amen, that had roosted underneath that rock. And in the midst of turmoil all around that bird was singing a song of joy. And God and those painters spotted that bird. And they said, even though that beautiful sunset is peace, that just shows true peace. And I can have the joy when everything else is going sour. Hey, amen, everything in my life might be upside down. But if I am stayed upon Him, if my life is built upon Him, I can have peace in the storm. I can have joy when everything else is upside down. Hey, I come to tell us, church, God wants to give us peace in a not so peaceful world. He wants to give us peace in a world that is upside down. Amen. Woo! Hey, God. What is peace? Christ in us. His peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. There is a different correlation of our peace, amen, to our dependence and our trust in God. Amen. Peace, amen, as I've already said, it's not always automatic. Amen. Oh, yeah. It's acquired. It's developed. It's something's got to be worked on, accomplished by the Holy Ghost. Amen. By the Holy Ghost, patient and gentle work within us. Amen. I give you a little insight this morning on some things that I've been pondering. Salvation is an open door, amen, that leads us out of a life of sin and into the spiritual realm with God. It's our daily walk with God that is the ultimate life. But let me illustrate to you something. Amen. I tried to say it this morning. I may not have gotten across like I really wanted to. Amen. But when I got saved, that was just the start of the door being opened. Hey, God. Brother Earl said it here tonight. The day I got saved is one of the greatest days of my life. It is the greatest day of my life when Jesus came inside of my heart. But I'd like to tell you, Brother Chuck, amen, that ain't where the story stopped. That's a wonderful day. But when somebody, amen, asks me about my spiritual walk, amen, I don't always take them back to that little white church where I knelt down on my knees. That's the place it started. But I can tell them, like we said this morning in the service, I can tell them the time when I was healed of a bad knee. I can take them, amen, and show them the time when the Holy Ghost got a hold of me about 14 or 15 and shook me 2 or 3 rows back, amen, back and forth, my hair standing up, my shirt was untucked, but I come through speaking in tongues, a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hey, it all started on that day when I got saved, but thank God, that was a wonderful day. It's the greatest day of my life, but maybe even greater, I'm still going with God. I'm still walking with Him. That was the place that started. That was the place that all began. But great God, I thought I loved Him then. But now I've been in the low place. Now I've been in the high place. And I found Him to be the lily of the valley. I found Him to be the rose of Sharon. I found Him to be that bright and that morning star. I found Him to be the Omega. Amen. The first and the last. Hey, I come to tell you, amen, I thought I loved Him when I was 13, but I can really say I love Him because I know what it's like for Him to reach down and pull me up. I know what it's like for Him to take my hand and say, I know you can't make it, but I'll carry you through. Hey, I come to tell us, I know what it's like to have my mind boggled in 1,000 directions, and the devil say, this is the last time you're going down. But God said, no, you're coming up. Hey, I come to tell us, now I can say I'm walking with Him, and it's the greatest thing in my life.
Yeah. You see, I don't like when I bring her in my preaching. It did come out wrong the other night, and believe me, I was in a doghouse. I've told that story 2 or 3 times, and I told it it come out wrong somehow. Amen. Woo, I'm not looking to have 2 wives, praise God. Hey, put it that way. Woo! Amen. But if she didn't have a baby, I'd get her up here. Amen. August the 16th of 2001. Thank God I took Philip wanted to see Marshall. I took him down the back way. He loved them old houses down by the park. Amen. We went up 14th Street over here by the train and went down the park. He loved that. Them old houses, he knew the styles and all that stuff. Amen. I took him down by Marshall. We went by the park. I said, hey, Philip, right there's where I got down on one knee and asked Michelle to marry me. Right down there by the fountain in the park. Hey, come on, Sunday night. Amen. I guess it was about August 12th, Sunday night after church, I got down on my knee and I said, I love you and I want you to be my wife. And she said yes. Thank God she said yes. Amen. Amen. She said, when you want to get married? I said, one day this week. Hallelujah. Thank God. I started college the next week. She is starting a new job the next week. And I knew we wouldn't get married in the next 6 or 8 months. So I said, we might as well do it until one day this week. Thank God we had a full wedding by Thursday. Amen. A wedding cake, wedding dress. Brother Tommy had a photographer. Brother Tommy took our pictures. Thank God it was a wonderful day. Hey, amen. But I'd like to tell you, amen, I wish Sister Janie, August the 12th of 01, that I could tell you I loved Michelle that day as much as I love her right now. I told her I loved her. Amen. And I meant every word of it. And I loved her. But great God, amen, some 17, 18 years later, amen, when I say I love you, I mean I love you. You know why? Because she'd been sick. I've been sick, Sister Mary. Hello. As she said this morning, we know what it's like for our kids to turn purple and pass out. We know what it's like to hold a baby in our arms with a high fever and nothing working. Hey, and now when I tell her I love her, amen, I can really say, I love you. You know why? Because we've been through the storm together. We've been in the high places, and we've been in the valleys, and we come through it together. Hey, I like to tell you tonight, God said, I'll keep you in perfect peace if you'll keep your mind stayed upon me. If you've been in the high place, you've been in the valley, but you still know what it's like to hold on to God. Hey, I come to tell us, hold on to him. It'll be worth it. Hold on to him. You'll make it out the other side. Woo! Great God. August 16th was one of the best days of my life, too. Woo! That's a wonderful day, Sister Missy. But I'm not so sure August 16th is any better than today, because it's still going on. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, I hope I'm making sense here. That's a wonderful day, but that's when it all started. Great God, now there's 5 snotty-nosed brats. Hey, amen, now there's a home. We talked another day when we first moved in our house. Amen, we didn't have enough furniture to fill it up. We didn't have enough clothes to put in the closet. Hey, God, Michelle didn't have enough pots and pans. Amen, even put in the cabinets. And she told that guy when he put her cabinets in, I'll never need this much space. Amen, I'll never fill these cabinets up. And just the other day she is griping, I don't have nowhere to put my stuff. I ain't got enough room. Hey, God, what happened? We've expanded down through the years. Hey, we're closer today than we were 18 years ago. Hey, I come to tell you, the devil said you ain't gonna make it. You tell him I love God today more than I did back then. Hey, I ain't quitting now. I ain't stopping now. He's been too good to me. Hey, I know what it's like to hang on to his hand in the middle of the storm. I know what it's like to see the rain coming down, to see the wind blowing, and to see turmoil all around. But I'm that bird down under that rock, singing a song of joy. God said you can have peace in the midst of a dark night. Woo! I was born. Old Brother Gene born Amen. 60 years ago tomorrow. Woo! How's it feel? I'll ask you like I ask my girls. How's it feel to be 60? Amen. Hey, God. Amen. Well, I was born on a windy March. Amen. Morning. I started saying night. I was in the morning time. I was a C-section. I was in natural position, but my sister was breech. So my mom had a C-section years ago. They wouldn't let you have a baby after C-section. They will nowadays. So I was born scheduled, I guess. When it was time, they took me down to the hospital. Old Dr. Chevy, a foreign Chinese doctor. Amen. Delivered me in Man Appalachian Regional Hospital. Man ARH. Ain't even there today. On March the 12th, 1982. It was a windy, no doubt cold March day. But great God, that's when it all started. Hey, that was a wonderful day. But when me and my parents sit around, amen, they don't talk about that day I was born. But they talk about, amen, our relationships through the years. They talk about when I did this and when I did that. Amen. I said all that to say this. This is a progress. Amen. This is a process. Hey. Amen. And God said, I'm going to give you perfect peace. Hallelujah. There have been so many incredible things happen in our lives since the day it all started. Woo! If you could enjoy the evening with an astronaut, amen, let me ask you something. Amen, would you rather talk about the day was born? Amen, or would you rather talk about the day he walked on the moon? Hey, God. Amen, it's much the same in the spiritual realm. I thank God for the day I was saved. Don't take me wrong, I'm not diminishing salvation. But great God, for nearly the last 24 years, I've been experiencing this good road. Hey, but oh, the walk with God since that day. Amen. Since that day I got saved, it's been so glorious and so enjoyable. Amen. That this walk is worth the journey rather than the entrance. Amen. This walk occupies my mind. I can think back in June of 1999 when I preached my first message. Hey, God. Hey, amen, I can take you down through the way. Amen, when I preach, I'll never forget, Brother Tommy. I preached a message I used to preach on hell every night.
That was my favorite message.
Go on now. I preached on hell so much, my dad said, hey, is there anything else in that Bible? Woo! Yeah. See, I'm telling you, when I first moved down here, boy, I preach on hell every night. Hey, God. Amen. Woo! I preached on hell one night. I think it was a Wednesday night. We had Wednesday night. Amen. Next day or two, car come down my road. It's my cousin's wife now. They weren't married at the time. Bill's wife, Rebecca. Amen. Got under conviction. She should have prayed that night, but she didn't pray. Might have been that next day, Thursday or Friday. I think it was Thursday. Amen. I seen my Aunt Patsy's coming down the road there where I live. And she said, Larry's at work. This one's here and this one's there. Rebecca's cried all day long wanting to be saved. I'll never forget that. She said, will you go down to the church and help us pray her through? She wanted to go to the church. Hey, God, I never forgot that. We loaded up and went down to the little white church where I got saved and prayed Rebecca through, and she's still saved today. Hey, God, I come to tell you today, it's a good way. It's a good walk. It's a good journey. Amen. It's getting better every day. Yeah, I've had hard times. Yeah, I've had days when I didn't know I could make it. But devil, God said, he's going to give me peace. Amen. Woo! Great God. Amen. If you've given your life to Jesus, been born again, God wants you to leave that spiritual cradle and get involved in walking with him. Oh yeah, walking with him. That's where our peace comes from. Keeping our minds stayed upon him. Hey, God. Amen. Remember how God entered the Garden of Eden. What the Bible say Adam did with God every day? In the cool of the day, Adam walked with God. I believe Adam was the most peaceful man on planet Earth. Why? Because he had the peace right in his presence. Hey, God, you say the devil's been tormenting my mind. He's been tearing me up. I'm
Amen, and seek the Lord first. Get your Bible out. Amen, and seek the Lord first. Get on your knees and pray and seek Him first. And Adam walked with God. And Adam had peace. And Adam had joy. And Adam had an experience with God.
Woo! Your peace of mind and heart comes about through your daily walk with God. Daily. That's where peace comes from. You say, boy, the devil's wooling me. The devil's tearing me up in my mind. I tell you what, you ain't walked with him in a couple of days. Woo! Hey, maybe you ain't walked with him in a couple of days. Bible said, amen. I wanted to find it here. Romans 8 and 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but what? They're walking with God. Hey, they're not walking after the flesh, but they're walking in the cool of the day. They're walking with God in the Spirit. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, Thessalonians said, now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. I tell you, peace has to come through him. Peace comes from God. It is a spiritual commodity. It begins to manifest in our lives when we actively and daily pursue the things of God. The devil been wooling you. Walk with him. The devil been tormenting your mind. Walk with him and put God first.
Woo! Somebody said, and I agree with this, get back on marriage. Great God, I'm getting out of the doghouse tonight. Woo! Amen. Somebody said, the longer you're married, the more couples act alike. Yeah. I believe every word of it.
Oh yeah.
I can think what she thinks nowadays.
Exactly.
Yeah. Something can happen. I can look at her and she'll smile and I'll smile. And no words have to be exchanged. Okay. I know what she's thinking. Yeah. And she knows what I'm thinking. Yeah. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, God. I couldn't have done that August 16th of 01. Amen. I couldn't have done. But they say the longer couples are together, the more they act alike, the more they think alike. And if couples, the longer they're together, the more they act and think alike. I wonder how much more we act and think like him, the more we walk with him. Hey, God. I thought we'd shout on that one. Hey, if I want peace in my mind, I got to walk with him. If I want peace in my mind, I got to have a relationship. Hey, amen. I'll begin to think like him. I'll begin to act like him. And he rubs off on me. Bible said, amen. Great God, bad company. You got to watch out with the company you keep. Bad company will rub off on you. But can I tell you, good company will rub off. If you walk with him, he rubs off. Hey, great God, any time I ever got around a bunch of people, hey, that wasn't doing right, I got out of there. I left town. I didn't want it rubbing off on me. But I tell you, I'd like to believe, and I'm not boasting, but I'd like to believe I walk more like him now than I did 24 years ago. I'd like to believe, Brother Gene, I talk more like him now than I did 24 years ago. Why? Because I've been walking a long time. Why? Because I've been talking a long time. I know him better today than I did back then. This is a good walk. This is a good way.
Peace comes from God. It comes from a daily relationship and walk with God. Commit your ways. I'm done here. Commit your ways to God. Not just once. Don't just go down to a place of salvation and say, God, forgive me my sins. And commit yourself like some believe, and that's the end of the road. Yeah. Oh, that's good. You have to start somewhere.
Right. There's more to it than that. Some people preach salvation and salvation alone. There's more to it than salvation. And thank God you got to have salvation to get a start at it. I'm not diminishing, but that's where it starts at. But great God, there's a lot more to it than salvation. Hey, there's a deep place in God that you can get. There's a cleft in the rock that we can get to. There's an experience in God that we need tonight. I need a daily walk. Listen to him daily. Trust him daily. Talk to him daily. Remember, God's peace, amen, is the serenity that a nation or an individual, amen, enjoys every single day. God must be in control of your life. God must be in control of your conversation. He must be in control of your thoughts. Great God, amen. He's got to be in control of your finances. He's got to be in control of your marriage. He's got to be in control of your job. He's got to be in control of daily matters. He wants to be in control of everything. Commit yourself unto God daily. Walk with him. Trust him. And peace will begin to grow like flowers on a rainy May day. Hey, I come to tell us, if we want peace to nurture in our life, we got to let it grow and walk with him. Amen. Woo! Last year I had a good looking yard. I'm done here. I don't want a middle. I mean a good looking yard. Charlie and I still get a kick out of this. Charlie worked hard. You ever ran one of them aerators? I don't know if anybody's ever used one. It's much like a rototiller, besides it'll beat your guts out. The big old thing's got them. Got them front, it's got about the size of a thumb or something, and it pulls plugs out of the ground. Yeah. We ran one of them, Brother Tommy. We aerated his yard. I mean, that thing will choke your guts. It'll beat you to death. We aerated his yard. We aerated my yard. I think the neighbor's yard. Hey, God, if you don't watch Charlie, he'll just go right down the street and do everybody's yard. Amen. Hey, I said, Charlie, we got to stop. That's enough. Amen. But anyway, Brother Tommy, we worked hard. Amen. We went and bought special fertilizer and not only did we aerate, we fertilized with that special fertilizer. We went and paid $100 or so for a bag of grass seed. Planted it in that fall. In order to have a good looking yard in the spring, you got to do the work in the fall. Amen. We did all this work in the fall time. Well, springtime come. Amen. My yard, Brother Earl, looked like green carpet. Boy. Amen. I was preaching on pride the other night. I guess that's one thing I was prideful about. Me and old Charlie was out there in the morning time looking at that yard. We was out there in the evening time. Boys, look. Hey, we got carried away with them yards. Thank God. But I said all that to say this. And my neighbor come over about a month in the spring. Everybody noticed in my yard how good it was and how good Charlie's yard was. My neighbor come over and she said, hey man, could you do this? Father's Day's coming up, or whatever it was coming up. And, I mean, her birthday or dad's birthday, I think it was. He getting ready to have a birthday. And she said, I want you to go do to his yard what you did to yours. And I started dying laughing. I thought, yeah, amen, I'm just going to go over there and do an abracadabra and make that yard look pretty. She thought that's how it worked. I want you to go do to his yard what you did to your yard. I just laughed and I tried to explain to her, it don't work like that. We had to tend to this. We had to work on this. We had to put fertilizer down. Last fall we planted grass seed. Last fall we aerated the yard. We planted special fertilizer. It's been a process to get to this green carpet, amen. It was a process. It just don't happen like that. And that's the way we are. We think, oh God, I just abracadabra, give me peace. But God said it's a process. You got to walk. You got to tend to your mind. You got to tend to your heart. You got to pray. You got to seek me early. It ain't just a matter of poof. And there it is. This is a process. He whose mind is stayed upon me, I'll give him perfect peace every day, not just some days, but every day. Keep your mind on him. Woo! I'm done here. Praise God. Woo! Peace comes from God. It's spiritual. And we got to walk with him. Amen. This type of walk with our Creator men means that you must be reconciled to his plan in your life. Oh yeah, that's right. Reconciled, for it pleased. Colossians 1:19, I'll be done. Amen. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. Listen here, that word reconcile means to restore harmony and communion. When we are reconciled to God, our minds and our thoughts are brought into harmony with God's mind and God's thoughts. Jesus gave his life to reconcile us, to reunite us. Amen. In the beginning, man sinned, and sin separates man from God. Amen. But man needed something to bring us back. And that's where the common ground happens, at the foot of the cross. And God said, in all the fullness dwell this reconciliation. He had to die to bring you back to me. Hey, I come to tell you tonight, the price has been paid. We don't need the blood of bullocks. We don't need the blood of goats and of turtle doves. There's been a supreme price, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. And it reconciled man with God, and it took us back to the throne of heaven. And I can have peace through the reconciliation of Christ with man.
You may be single, desiring to be married. God has designed somebody especially for you. And that special someone will bring you joy. It'll bring you fulfillment in your life beyond all expectation and hope. Amen. But that has to be tended to. Hey, God, you got to pray about that. You got to seek the Lord about that. And God will work it out. Are you reconciled to God? Are you reconciled to the will of God? Peace can only be realized when you are reconciled with the purpose of God. Hey, remember that the Holy Ghost cultivates peace within you. And if you are living at the cross, amen, great God purposes, amen, with our Creator, peace simply cannot just be achieved just because I've come to the cross, just because I've been saved. But I got to work on it. I've got to get my mind on Him.
Some people can trust God with salvation. Oh, I trust Him to be saved.
But they can't trust Him with their daily cares of life. We got to take care of that. Woo. I trust you, Lord, that you saved me. My soul's eternal being, and one of these days I'm going to spend it. I trust you, God, that you'll save me. But God, I'm not so sure you can take care of my bills. I'm not so sure, amen, you can take care of giving me a good job. I'm not so sure you can give me a good wife or a good kid. Hey, God, you got to trust Him. You got to walk with Him. If you want God to give you peace, amen, you got to trust Him and put Him first.
I'm done. Stand with me across this house.
Woo. Jesus, which was the just, died for the unjust, freeing us from the charge of sin. And we become acceptable to God because the just died for the unjust. Aren't you glad for that?
Amen.
Stop fighting with God and commit your ways to Him. Trust Him. Believe what He promises. Let your life be a reflection of His incredible glory. You will have peace that passes all human comprehension. Peace that passes all understanding, if you'll learn to trust Him.
Thank God. Whew. Holy Lord.
I'm preaching on peace here tonight.
Yes. Yes.
Anybody in here need God to give you peace? I do.
Yes.
Why are you fighting, Brother Jason? Preachers. Oh, Brother Flaudeville, Brother James Morris. Some of you met old Flaudeville down there.
Flaudeville.
Old Flaudeville down there. Brother James, he's a Mexican boy. He married that white, he's a white woman, and they got five kids. And them kids look like Mexicans, but they talk like Kentuckians. It's a funny thing.
Yeah.
Woo. But old Brother James said, old Flaudeville sat there for a while, said he wanted to be a preacher, wanted to be a preacher. And they thought, well, Flaudeville can't even speak English, but he wants to preach. Amen. Somebody asked old Flaudeville one day, said, Flaudeville, why do you want to preach for? He said, because preachers don't have problems. That old Mexican boy thought preachers didn't have problems. Well, preachers probably got more problems.
Yeah.
Woo! Hey, man. Hey, I come to tell you here today, I got problems. I need peace in my mind. I need peace. I need the peace of God to settle down in this house tonight. I believe the Lord gave me this message. I felt good preaching it. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I left you a few minutes to pray here. But I tell you what, you've been fighting some things. Somebody, maybe everybody, somebody's on the mountain here. I know. There's somebody in the valley. Somebody's wrestling some things in your mind. Somebody, the devil said, you're never going to get where you need to be. Somebody said, the devil's told you things are falling apart all the way around you. What are you going to do now? God said, commit your ways unto me.
Yes.
Give me yourself 100%. Walk with me like Adam walked with God in the cool of the day. And he said, I'll give you peace.
Yes.
That passes all understanding. Woo. Clouds can be dark. Winds can be blowing. Lightning flashing. Thunder and cracking. And I'll give you peace. Isn't that good tonight?
Yes,
don't you want some peace in this house? Who'll step out with me here in this house and find us an altar and say, God, give me peace. God, give me peace in this house. Woo. Peace, peace, wonderful peace. Coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love. God, give us peace. Somebody needs peace in this house tonight. Somebody needs the peace of the Lord. Hallelujah. Give us peace, God.
Yes.
Woo! Give us peace in this house.
Yes.
Lord, come down, settle right now in the hearts of somebody and give us peace. Come on, church. Pray, pray. God wants to do a work right here.
Far away.
He wants to do a work.
My spirit.
Come on, come on. He wants to do a work right here tonight. Peace.
Close the
mind's been cluttered up, and I need peace, God.
For my soul, like an infernal calm. Peace, wonderful peace.
Give us peace, God.
Sweet love. Christ.